probably steal your identity and take everything you own. At LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs to take what's yours. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, we have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all those breadcrumbs get messy. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do every day and feel better protected. Isn't it time to help protect yourself from someone eating your financial lunch? Plans start at $9.99 a month. Right now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code BIGGAME.
Attention, Chicagoland car buyers! If you're seriously considering the purchase of a new or pre-owned vehicle before the new year, then you owe it to yourself to visit Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Take advantage of 0% financing for 72 months on new Fords or drive home a brand new Ford Focus for under $15,000. That's a brand new Ford Focus for under $15,000. But you've got to hurry. These year-end deals won't last. Only at Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn or online at HawkFord.com.
License and auto financing, approved credit on select models of 13.89 per month per 1,000 bar with zero down.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. We will start with the Bears, who did practice today, and head coach John Fox and the team finally putting receiver Alshon Jeffrey on injured reserve.
First and foremost, probably very frustrating for him. Kept kind of new things popping up. I think when he was out there, he was very productive, much like he's been, earlier in his career. That's how I assess it.
Jeffrey then will not play on Sunday against the Lions. Neither will Eddie Goldman. He's been placed on IR2. Matt Forte limited in practice today. Shea McClellan remains in concussion protocol. Lots of college football and basketball today at the Birmingham Bowl. Auburn won over Memphis 31-10. Right now, it is the Belk Bowl happening in the third quarter. Mississippi State is leading that one 31-14. Again, they are in the third. It'll be the Holiday Bowl later on. USC takes on Wisconsin, and Texas A&M against Louisville in the Music City Bowl. College basketball finals, as heard here on The Score, Michigan defeated Illinois 78-68. Indiana wins over Rutgers 79-72. West Virginia beats Virginia Tech 88-63. We will have more college basketball on The Score coming up later on tonight at 7:45. The broadcast, DePaul will take on Georgetown. Bulls are at home against the Pacers tonight. The Blackhawks assigned David Rundblad to Rockford. The Hawks have also, they're going to play another game tomorrow against Colorado after their win in Arizona last night. Streaming on The Score is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert. com. 670 weather, cloudy overnight, low of 26. It'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 31. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Nissan of St. Charles.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
Columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
This is a different Jay Cutler than what I think we've seen the first 6 years here.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
All right, hey, I have a question for Hub real quick before he goes.
Yeah, this is Matt from Libertyville.
Hi, Hub. Do you ever think the NFL would consider a realignment similar to that of baseball, where the teams would have a 162-game schedule? Or no?
What are you, Maddox boy all of a sudden? He's white business. Yeah.
Matt, I have a question for you. How do I get Bernstein money?
Oh, God.
With Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
It's Wednesday. It's 5 o'clock. It means Hub is yours today. Hub is at Hub Arkish on Twitter. He runs at Shy Football, ChicagoFootball.com, and here he is. Hub, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. This segment brought to you by Ed Napleton, Elmhurst, Acura, Kia. Ed Napleton, second to none since 1931. We begin with Back Deck Jeff on the north side on the score.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, Hub, last year you were one of the few, either locally or nationally, that I remember who kind of tapped the brakes on the enthusiastic reception that the John Fox hiring got. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there were two basic reasons for it in your mind at the time, one of which was that you wanted to find out what had actually happened in Denver. All of a sudden he was gone, and there never was an explanation. I don't recall hearing one subsequent to that. But I also remember you saying that you had some concern, until proven otherwise, whether Fox's relationship with the guy who's a generation younger than him would work in Pace. So I just wanted you to follow up on that, if you could, for us. Thanks. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Well, yeah, I think that's a fairly accurate portrayal of where I was a year ago. And I think that we still have a lot more to learn. I think we now know what happened in Denver. He and John Elway were not getting along for a longer time than we realized prior to the firing. You still get varying reports from the people in Denver as to how much Fox may have engineered his own exit. There were concerns that Bears fans have experienced already this year about clock management, about conservative game management decisions. So all of that came to the parting of the ways up in Denver. As far as the relationship between Fox and Ryan Pace, it's been interesting so far. We really don't know. I mean, you know, one thing that Fox does a very good job of is kind of locking things down. There's very little access. And again, this isn't a debate or a complaint. It's just stating the fact. And so what we've seen is a year of free agency that yielded mixed results in a draft that is looking very positive early on. But I have no idea how much input Fox had into those final draft picks. So, you saw the questionable handling of the Kevin White injury. You saw the questionable public handling of the Jeremiah Ratliff fiasco. So I think that we still have a lot more to learn about the working relationship between John Fox and Ryan Pace.
Here is poor Todd in Grays Lake on the score. Hi, Todd.
Hey, guys. Hey, Danny. Thanks for sticking up for my Browns with their Lions fan. We are definitely more dysfunctional. They were one bad call away from going to the NFC Championship last year, and the Browns don't even know how to lose to the 49ers to get the number one pick, so I appreciate that. But anyways, Hub, my question is, you probably could guess, is Chip Kelly. We've talked off the air. I'll say what I think and leave it your words up to you, but I am not a Manziel fan, although he is playing a little better. He does fit the mold of a Chip Kelly quarterback. He did have a cup of coffee with the Browns before he took the Eagles job. Is that a potential landing spot? I don't really like the idea. And, also want to know your thoughts about Paxton Lynch. How bad are the rumors already starting that he really hurt himself with the poor performance in the bowl game? And are the Browns just posturing to try to get people to trade with them? Or do you think they really might take a quarterback with the number two pick? Right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. There's a lot there.
Well, Todd, first of all, the Chip Kelly stuff is a mystery to me. He got fired because he was a miserable failure in Philadelphia, and he was a miserable failure because he got everything he asked for, and it proved to be a bad idea. So why are people suddenly trying to make him a great choice for Tennessee just because he coached Marcus Mariota for a year in college, or possibly Cleveland because they have a quarterback who can't play in the NFL? I don't see Chip Kelly getting another head job this year. I'm not saying he'll never get another one, but not another head job in the NFL. And if he does, I think it would be a galactic mistake. As far as Paxton Lynch, you don't lose your draft standing over one bad game. Obviously, the bowl games are magnified a little bit. He was perceived to be the highest ranked of the, shall we call, known quantities coming into the NFL draft. I never agreed with that. I like Carson Wentz more. I think that certainly Jared Goff did himself some good yesterday. I don't think Lynch did himself any favors, but there's going to be a lot more stock put in what he does in any postseason All-Star games he might be able to participate in, certainly at the Combine and as Pro Day.
Now here's Frank from Oak Park on the score.
Happy New Year, guys.
You too.
Hub, I need to tap your 3-4 personnel expertise. I'm hometown stupid from previous decades of bare 4-3 fronts. Most experts see inside linebackers a key offseason need for the Bears defense, along with at least one D lineman, a corner, and at least one safety. Your main analyst for your coming draft guide, Greg Gabriel, paints inside linebackers a position similar to pure guard, one you wait until rounds 2 to 4 to take, unless you've got some transformational player targeted. Hub, I know what a transformational college guard is. Unless he's Canton material, he's a guy you think can play tackle on Sundays. Beyond being a good run stuffer, is a transformational inside linebacker somebody you think can register double-digit sacks for a number of years? Or is he a player who does more than just protect short zones and can actually track tight ends like Urlacher 30 or 40 yards downfield?
All right, Frank, let me quickly, while I was digesting your question, I realized I didn't give Todd the answer he wanted the most. I think the Browns are very serious about a quarterback if there's one worthy of the number two pick, and I don't think there will be one. We also don't know who's going to be doing it because I think Ray Farmer, the GM, is going to get fired there. Mike Pettine most likely too. Frank, as far as your question, actually this is a rare year. Like a couple of years ago when Khalil Mack was an inside backer coming out of Buffalo and went, I want to say, fourth or fifth and could have gone higher. You get rare players every once in a while. This kid, Jalen Smith from Notre Dame, is that guy. Unfortunately, the Bears aren't bad enough to draft him. He's going to go before the Bears pick. Reggie Ragland is probably the next best, and he's a guy who you'd rather get in the second round but may not last that long. I think as far as what you're looking for, your focus is in the wrong place. Your inside linebacker's principal responsibility is to deal with the run. And if you can get a 3 or 4 down player who can stay on the field in the nickel, then you'd love a freak like Urlacher who can run downfield even with wide receivers, not to mention running backs or tight ends. But that's kind of a bonus. I guess that's what separates the superstars from the really good ones. Luke Kuechly is a guy who can do it, but there's not a lot of guys in the league right now who can. Navarro Bowman could before the injury. I don't know if he can now. So ideally what the Bears want at the position is to find him in the second or third round. And you want a guy who's going to be a dynamic run stuffer, who's going to blow people up at the point of attack. Nobody's going to want to come across the middle on short passing routes. And on the occasions when he does have to drop, you want him to be able to at least run with a tight end or a running back. But that's kind of number three on the list. You need a physical presence in the middle, principally to deal with the running game.
We're talking with Hub Arkush on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. And if you want to talk to him in person, you can do that on Sunday. The Miller Lite Bears pre- and post-game show will be at El Jefe 15 West Hubbard in Chicago. Before the game, it's Hub, it's Manley, it's Pompey. After the game, it is Hub once again with Olin Krutz and James Big Cat Williams. So go enjoy there. We've been there. The Boers and Bernstein Show has been to El Jefe. It's a terrific place. It's great food, fun location, 15 West Hubbard on Sunday. Doug is next on the score. Hi, Doug.
Hi, guys. I'm interested in Alshon Jeffery and perhaps the way his going on injured reserve might have affected his stock. Now, I had heard on the score earlier that he'd sold, I think it was 11% of his future earnings, and the investors who bought the potential earnings from him had gone public with that. And I was interested in what you think that would do to that stock price, and also if you'd heard of how that had worked out with any other players, because I knew that some other players had done that also.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah, the company is called Fantech, and I believe that Alshon's deal is actually 13% of his future owners. There are 9 NFL players who have sold portions of their future earnings. What is a little unclear right now is that Fantech actually hopes to go public, but I don't think the initial IPO has happened yet. They're beginning to realize that they have kind of a difficult business model. I know that they paid Alshon Jeffery $8 million for that future 13%. And so now you got to start doing the math. I believe that calculates out that he's got to earn about $70 million bucks for the rest of his career for them just to get their $8 million back, and that's going to be really tough to do. So I certainly don't see it as a potentially great investment. Now, it's in its infancy. We don't know how many players they're going to be able to invest in. We don't know if they're going to be able to make better deals than Alshon. Obviously, like any fledgling company, you know, they're making initial investments to get publicity and get the business started. Of the other eight players, I can't remember. I think there's one or two who are stars of Alshon's caliber. There's certainly nobody bigger, and there's a few who aren't even as significant. So right now, it looks like kind of a tough investment to me anyway. Of course, I'm not an investment counselor. One other thing to realize, I don't know whether buying a percentage of his future earnings gives them input into the negotiations on his contract. I mean, I would think that you couldn't give that up. But if I'm in Fantech shoes, I'm not investing $8 million unless I have some control over what kind of deals he's going to agree to. So there's also still a fair amount of gray area in exactly how this business is going to work.
Ryan in Oak Forest, welcome to WSCR.
Hi, with the Miami Dolphins in such a salary cap mess going forward with those giant contracts and the team clearly lacking a lot of talent, how in the world do you fix this mess? And is Mike Tannenbaum part of the solution or is he part of the problem?
Well, I'll take the last part first. I think Mike Tannenbaum's a complete clown. And so I think he's obviously part of the problem.
Okay.
Now that said, though, in fairness to him, he didn't do most of these contracts. I don't agree that they lack talent. I think they're actually probably the most underachieving team in the NFL right now. They've got some pretty significant talent on both sides of the football. Joe Philbin turned out to be not the answer, you know, at head coach. Dan Campbell was a flyer as an interim coach. But this team actually is not that far away. You know, you take a look, you may or may not have a franchise quarterback in Ryan Tannehill. He's certainly got the athleticism in the arm. I think they've got a great young running back in Lamar Miller who they just don't use enough. And Jarvis Landry is a poor man's Odell Beckham Jr., you know, and Rashad Matthews isn't a bad wide receiver either. Defensively, in addition to Ndamukong Suh, you got Cameron Wake over there, you got Brandon Olivier, you got Grimes and Rashad Jones in the secondary. There's some real talent on that football team. I think if they hire the right coach and they bring in a few more players, they could be one of those teams that makes the jump next year from huge disappointment to a playoff contender.
Out to Deerfield, it's Ricky. He's on the score.
Hey, Hub, I'm just curious as to your thoughts to, you know, the Green Bay-Minnesota game. The winner gets to play Seattle and at home, I guess, and the loser gets to go play Washington. I myself would rather play Washington in Washington. Do you think McCarthy would ever consider resting Aaron Rodgers after the beating he took last week? Play the Vikings with a backup, and, you know, the worst-case scenario is you're going to lose and you're going to play a lesser opponent in the playoffs. Your thoughts?
Well, your scenario is not accurate. If Seattle beats Arizona and if Green Bay beats Minnesota, then Green Bay would get Minnesota again and Seattle would go to Washington because Seattle would have a tiebreaker over the Vikings. On the flip side, if Minnesota beats Green Bay and Seattle beats Arizona, then Minnesota would get Seattle because Green Bay would have the tiebreaker over them. In the interim, though, if Seattle loses to Arizona, then they do become the sixth seed, and you're correct that whichever team wins the division would get them. But you can't predict that stuff. And I think Green Bay in particular, they need to play some good football. They can't be worried about who their opponent is. They need to figure out if they can beat anybody in the playoffs. So this is not that different a question from the issue of tanking for draft choices. You don't do it in the NFL. You don't go into the playoffs thinking we're going to win the Super Bowl, but we're afraid of this team trying to get there. You go in trying to get home field advantage. You try and get seeded as highly as you can. That's the way it's supposed to work. And by the way, if Seattle is so unbeatable, what the hell happened last week? I mean, you know, this is a team, I know they were on a roll, but that doesn't happen to the Seattle Seahawks at home. This is not as good a Seahawk team as we've had the last couple seasons. Obviously, you'd much rather play Washington than Seattle in the first round, but you don't control all the variables, and so you don't make coaching decisions to try and win or lose based on them.
Mike is in Wisconsin, and he's on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, guys. Say, Hub, I was wondering, among NFL talent evaluators, do you think they feel like it's more difficult a thing to look at the consensus first-round type talent and be able to identify who is likely to be not very good, or to look at the late rounds and be able to consistently find players that will make some kind of an impact? And which of those two things is more valuable for a franchise?
You know, it's an interesting question, but I don't think too many people view it that way. I mean, your best talent evaluators find talent no matter what round they do it in, or even amongst undrafted rookie free agents. The people who are not as good as others are as likely to blow a first-round pick as a fourth-round pick or a seventh-round pick. So it's really just about finding people who can look at young men and project both on their physical athletic ability and on their mental makeup as to which ones project into the NFL. And I can't think of a lot of the really good ones who over the course of their career were dramatically better, you know, in the second half of the draft than the first half or vice versa.
Right. I've never heard of scouts like getting a reputation as one would be a great bust avoider and another would be a great diamond in the rough finder. I've never heard it done or categorized quite like that.
Yeah, you don't look at it that way. I mean, you know, how do you evaluate a bust avoider? I mean, at the end of the day, a guy only goes to one of 32 teams. Do the other 31 teams all know not to take him? It's really not even a measurable.
Park Ridge and George, he's on the score.
Hey, boys.
Hello.
Do you think the Giants part ways with Tom Coughlin? And if so, who they hire in his place? Thanks, and have a good new year.
I think it's really tough on his class and act and organization as the Maras and the Tishes to fire Tom Coughlin. He hasn't had a good year. He does have the two rings. He has been a very accomplished coach. I think what they might do is everything in their power to encourage him to resign if they're done with him.
That's but called firing him, though.
It's just semantics. Called firing if they're willing to pull the plug if he doesn't agree to resign, and that's where I'm saying.
You don't go down that road unless you are. You don't let him say do Joe Paterno on you and just say I'm not and forget it and get out of my office.
Well, not that cut and dried, obviously, but you know, beyond, as far as what goes on behind closed doors, I know this. Coughlin wants to continue coaching, and so with their hand forced, will they fire him? And I've heard John Mara say this a dozen times. He's got to know who's going to do better before he fires Tom Coughlin. So knowing that Coughlin wants to continue, I would guess that it's about 55-45, maybe even 60-40, that he does get a chance to. We ran this math earlier today. I'm over at Comcast getting ready to do their show. And now that we've got some decisions made, we know Gus Bradley will be back. We know Chip Kelly won't. That leaves still at least 10, maybe 11 coaches on the bubble. What complicates those is in five of those cities, the GM is every bit as much on the bubble as the coach, so you don't know what's going to be done there. But right now, Coughlin is one who definitely qualifies for on the bubble. No real certainty which way that's going to go.
Just tell me Jim Tomsula's staying another year.
You know, it depends on who you talk to. The latest rumor now is that Mike Holmgren wants the job and that Jed York is naive enough to kiss the ring. So I don't know what's going to happen there. It'd be fun for us if that's who.
That's what I mean. It's purely selfishly. I don't care if the Niners are any good. I just love him.
Yeah, I just don't know that 49ers fans would appreciate it enough in their new stadium. The last thing they want to do is have empty seats their second year around. So,
in Oak Forest, this is Dan on the score.
Hey, after watching that Cardinals-Packers game on Sunday, is the Packers' offensive line that terrible? Or is the Cardinals' defense, even without Tyrann Mathieu, that good?
I think it's a little bit of both. The Packers are clearly struggling on the offensive line right now, but they're not as bad as they looked Sunday night. At least they won't be every week. That is the best team in the NFC right now, the Arizona Cardinals, guys. I mean, I know I didn't want to say it while Carolina was perfect. It's hard to not say a 13-0 team is the best, but if I had to pick one over the last 6-7 weeks, I would have taken Arizona over Carolina, and you saw why Sunday night against the Packers. The one Achilles heel you thought was going to be how could they replace the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, and they didn't miss him at all because of the great pressure they got up front. That's a team that can beat you a lot of ways. They're extremely well-balanced on both sides of the football, and so the answer to your question is the Cardinals are that good. I think the Packers have problems, but I don't think I'm writing them off yet for being as bad as they were Sunday night.
Grab one more real quick. Chip and Villa Park, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. With the clock ticking on San Diego, Oakland, and St. Louis to see who's going to end up not being in their hometown come next year, all the talk of just team moving to Los Angeles, which of those three do you think it will be? And why does it seem like the league it thinks it can work this time in Los Angeles? Because it seems to be more league desired to have a team there than it does fan base driven.
Well, it absolutely is league desired, and it will work. And the reason is because this time it comes with a new stadium or it doesn't happen. And as much as we want to have our fun with the Raiders and the Rams, the problem in L.A. and the reason they left was the Coliseum. They could have made money in one of these new palaces, and whoever goes will get one. Now, the other answer to your question may surprise you, but the meeting is set for the week of January 10th to the 13th. And as of right now, none of them are going. None of the three teams have the 24 votes it takes. They've all got their supporters. They've all got their detractors. And I don't see any of them getting 24 votes in 2 weeks. So it looks like this decision now is going to wait until at least 2017. That's the latest word. There's going to be a lot of backroom bartering in the next 8, 9, 10 days. But so far, all that negotiating has made things worse, not better, because there's some real animosity that is built between two of these three organizations, the Rams and the Chargers. Nobody particularly cares about the Raiders. And the team, the owners that are in their respective camps are now battling each other for the power brokering position. So right now, they're not close to an agreement for any of these three teams to go.
All right, we'll let you get into makeup so you can do your television hub. Have a happy and healthy new year.
Great holiday to everybody, guys. Take care.
Hub Arkush, the Scores Bears and NFL senior expert. And we are going to be taking a brief time out. Come back. We can talk about whatever you want. You got the score.
Starting this spring, we are your new radio home for Cubs baseball. Listen in as Madden, Bryant, Rizzo, Arrieta, and the guys are joined by Hayward, Zobrist, and Lackey to make another run at history. And it all unfolds here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Strike three ball. Cubs win. What a finish at Wrigley.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Why did Chip Kelly get fired from the Philadelphia Eagles? Here's the Eagles owner, Jeffrey Lurie, early today.
If you want to have peak performance, you got to have tremendous collaboration, trust, respect, agility.
Let's take a look at those things. The first is
trust.
In other words, Chip Kelly obviously did not have the trust of the players or of the surrounding management staff.
Respect.
Chip Kelly didn't understand the emotions of a room, wasn't a touchy-feely guy, and because of it, he didn't apparently show respect.
Agility.
Chip Kelly would not adjust his system. Whenever they would fail, he would blame it on the players.
Collaboration.
And Chip Kelly wanted to do it his own way. And when the team fails to make the playoffs and the owner comes in and says there needs to be a change, and Chip Kelly says, we don't need to change, we need to continue on this course, the owner says enough is enough. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Happy Honda Days is here. When I think about getting a great deal on a Honda, I'm all,
hey, is it morning yet? Everybody up, off to the dealer! Let's go! Go, 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 go!
Then I heard every 2016 model comes with a standard rear-view camera and was all like,
no way! That's crazy cakes.
Joyous deals for every side of you. Hurry into the Happy Honda Day sales event now. Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2016 Accord at your Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details.
Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola for Comcast, and I want to tell you about Comcast On-Time Guarantee. Now, I've had Comcast at my house since I moved in a little over 3 years ago now, and my service and interaction have always been outstanding. And maybe that hasn't been the same for you. Well, Comcast is working hard to improve your experience, starting with their On-Time Guarantee. So you pick the two-hour window for your appointment, including nights and weekends, and Comcast will be there on time, or they will credit your account $25. They know you're busy, so you get to pick when they show up. Now, I had an issue a few weeks back, and I made a service appointment between 8 and 10 a.m., and my Comcast tech showed up at 10 minutes after 8. How about this? Comcast will resolve routine issues in one visit, or they will give you a $25 credit. Now, Comcast has been working hard to improve your entire experience. To learn more about what Comcast has to offer you, call them today at 1-800-XFINITY or visit online at Xfinity.com. Now, Xfinity services are not available in all areas, so for more information, call my friends today 1-800-XFINITY or visit online at Xfinity.com.
Hey, folks, Brian Hanley here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Where could $200 in free gas from Edmonds take you? How about the National Park? Or the racetrack? Or soccer practice about 30 times? Buy a used car through Edmunds Used Plus and you choose. You get a $200 gas card, 30-day extended warranty, and a one-year roadside assist program. Just shop on the Edmunds app and hit the road with total peace of mind. Only with Edmunds Used Plus.
Critics are raving about Concussion.
The NFL does not want to talk to you.
This is bigger than they are. It's inspiring and thoroughly entertaining.
They have to listen to us.
And now, Will Smith is a Golden Globe nominee for Best Actor.
Tell the truth.
Concussion. Rated PG-13. Now play.
Zing Zang Bloody Mary Mix salutes America's tailgaters with the pregame pride and game day respect for the Bloody Mary ritual known as the football tailgate. The award-winning taste of Zing Zang will bring back your favorite game day memories with a Bloody Mary mix you can't believe was in the bottle. So this week, whether you're tailgating with friends in a college or pro parking lot or pouring the perfect Zing Zang Bloody Mary on your couch at home, raise your glass to tailgating everywhere. This Zing Zang Bloody Mary is for you.
The College Football Playoff Semifinals, New Year's Eve at 3 Central. Number 4 Oklahoma faces number 1 Clemson in the Capital One Orange Bowl. Then number 3 Michigan State battles number 2 Alabama in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic at 7. Only on ESPN and streaming live on the ESPN app.
The McDonald's of Chicagoland Badge of Honor recognizes those who refuse to pack their shorts away for winter. There's 4 inches of fresh powder in the driveway, yet you're dressed like you're sunbathing in Cancun. You insist it's not cold, but the frozen tears in your eyes tell a different story. Your reward? Come to McDonald's before 10:30 a.m. for a sausage biscuit with egg, hash browns, and a small McCafe coffee for $4. Or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with hash browns and a small McCafe coffee, also for $4. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on menu board.
The new McDonald's app is here, and it's more powerful than any other app in the entire world.
Can't say that.
It uses retina scanning technology to order food when you think of it.
No.
Taste perceptor technology.
No.
It delivers sandwiches via drone.
You can't say that either.
Well, what can we say?
You can get a free sandwich when you download the app and register.
The new McDonald's app is here, and when you download it and register, you can get a free sandwich.
Perfect.
And we deliver it via drone.
All right, come here. Security!
Free sandwich offer limited to the first 8 million downloads when you download the app and register. Terms and conditions may apply.
The best event on your calendar this season? The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event with up to $3,000 winter event bonus towards eligible 2015 or 2016 Mercedes-Benz vehicles. If you've been dreaming of a new Mercedes-Benz, now is the time to take advantage of exclusive offers on all of our models at Auto House and Edens. Drive a new 2016 Mercedes-Benz C300 4MATIC Sport Sedan for only $369 a month or a new 2015 Mercedes-Benz CLA 250 4MATIC for only $349 a month. Driving a new Mercedes-Benz has never been more affordable at Auto House on Edens because we drive your dreams. Auto House on Edens, between Willow and Dundee and Northbrook. Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ for full lease details or go to AutoHouseOnEdens.com.
36-month leases, no security deposit. C300-4663 due at signing includes $34.99 capitalized cost reduction, first month payment, and $7.95 acquisition fee. CLA-250-3643 due at signing includes $24.99 capitalized cost reduction, first month payment, and $7.95 acquisition fee plus tax, title, license, and docu with approved credit. 10K miles per year or 30K.
Time out, Chicago. It's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's game. Tonight, Chicago takes the court against Indiana at 7. This year, avoid the holiday hassle and give a sports fan something they really want. A B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online. And even easier to please your loved ones. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Watch your Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Hello, I'm Zach Zedman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
First and foremost, probably very frustrating for him. I think, when he was out there, he was very productive.
Bears coach John Fox on top receiver Alshon Jeffrey, who was placed on injured reserve. Despite missing 6 games, Jeffrey has the most receptions on the team. Meantime, Eddie Goldman's season is over. He goes on IR with a bad ankle. Defensive coordinator Vic Fangio says Goldman is an ascending player.
I think it started slow, and then he had steady progress from a certain point on. Played well overall the last two-thirds of the season or last half of the season, wherever you want to draw that line. But he kept improving, which I think was important for a rookie to keep improving. That's a good sign, and hopefully we'll have bigger and better things from him moving forward.
Fangio says he wants Goldman to get in better shape for next year while learning the little things to help improve his game. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. College football this afternoon, Auburn wins the Birmingham Bowl 31-10 over Memphis. in progress. Fourth quarter, the Belk Bowl. It is Mississippi State 37, NC State 21. USC will play against Wisconsin tonight in the Holiday Bowl. Michigan defeated Illinois in college basketball. You heard it here on The Score, a 78-68 final. Northwestern completes an 82-72 win over Nebraska. Indiana defeating Rutgers by a score of 79-72. Meanwhile, it is Penn State up 46-42 on Maryland. They are in the second half. West Virginia out in front. In fact, it's over. West Virginia beat Virginia Tech 88-63, and Duke took care of Long Beach State 103-81. We'll have college basketball on The Score tonight. DePaul takes on Georgetown. Our broadcast at 7:45. Bears Hall of Famer Doug Atkins has died at the age of 85. Doug McDermott, a game-time decision for the Bulls. They host Indiana tonight. Bears Mondays are sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
Chris, thank you. It is the Boers and Bernstein Show with Terry off. I'm going to be off the next couple of days, and we'll see you next year, I guess, technically. But we'll be in good hands tomorrow. Mark Grody and Julie DeCaro in this space, handling the Boers and Bernstein Show nominal responsibilities, as it were. We've got the Bulls game tonight with the Bulls and the Pacers. It's going to be an interesting one because you've got Derek starting to say that he's feeling better. He's getting his legs underneath him a little bit. And then you had the weird Jimmy Butler thing after that last game where he scores 5 points and he doesn't want to talk to anybody. Mr. Supreme Leader, the Grand Imperial Prime Minister of whatever he is, didn't have time for anybody and left. And you can't do that. You can't declare yourself the team leader and then not talk. My note to watch tonight is we have seen the Jimmy Butler my turn possessions before, where Derek gets a couple and Jimmy's like, okay, all right, that's all fine and good, and now it's my turn. Coming off that last performance, especially in a game against a team that is now trying to run and play high-scoring games and wants to push the tempo, which you would think would play into your hands a little bit, that if Jimmy goes all full-blown Jimmy and says, all right, Derek, you have your fun and that, but I'm not having two games in a row where I'm scoring in single digits. So I would keep an eye on it. And do watch if, in fact, Rose is dominating the ball, that Butler either swoops down into the post and calls for it or comes up and gets it, tries to involve himself, and we'll see if he cares to reverse it. Because as Joe Cowley pointed out, at the United Center lately, Reggie Rose has been standing up near the action and waving his hands around. The nickname that Cowley gave him is Coach Reggie, because anytime Jimmy Butler has the ball, Coach Reggie is screaming at him to pass to his guy. A note here from Rudy about some of the Chip Kelly talk. He says, I have no real ill will towards Marcus Mariota or Chip Kelly. Kelly's biggest fault seems to be his delusions of grandeur. I would love for Kelly to coach the Titans into a dumpster fire. What a perfect experiment to prove the revolutionary college scheme and the hype and everything surrounding it was wrong. I might be a bad guy, but I love being right. See, that's why I asked during transition, do we have any evidence that Chip Kelly knows what he's doing? Whether or not this, whatever the owner said or whatever happened in Philadelphia, it may just be, oh, natural landing spot for him would be Tennessee. Why does he get to have that? Why does, and Hub brought it up too, why is the assumption that he deserves another chance when he royally screwed up this chance? You could also look at this as the kind of performance that says, just go back to college. It worked. Go back to where you could be you with that personality. You could run what you run. Nobody's going to say boo to you. And sure, he didn't. And I know for a fact he did not like glad handing the boosters. He didn't like dealing with alumni. He didn't like speaking to the Rotary clubs because he just doesn't like that and he's bad at it. But in the NFL, it's an all different menu of interpersonal skills, an entirely different list of things you have to be good at. And at some point, if you're just not good at it, it's just going to manifest itself differently. Lawrence Holmes is actually going to do some transition ahead of Bears All Access tonight, because Lawrence is going to be on after from 7 to 7:45, and he'll preview what he's got for us in just a bit on The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
How has has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads. Jennings reputation.
Thank you for being you. That's how we are in Chicago. We say thank you to one another just because. And this holiday season, give the perfect thank you gift of Mercy Chocolate to show your appreciation to someone special. Mercy Chocolate is available at Target and other retailers. Remember, thank you means merci.
Attention, Chicagoland car buyers!
If you're seriously considering the purchase of a new or pre-owned vehicle before the new year, then you owe it to yourself to visit Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Take advantage of 0% financing for 72 months on new Fords or drive home a brand new Ford Focus for under $15,000. That's a brand new Ford Focus for under $15,000, but you've got to hurry. These year-end deals won't last. Only at Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn or online at hawkford.com.
Stack time license and off-fee financing with approved credit on select models of $13.89 per month per 1,000 bar. Zero down.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Hi, I'm Bernadette from Old Navy's design team. This year, make your New Year's resolution to keep your New Year's resolutions. We've been working our buns off to make your buns look great. We've designed the best-looking, high-performance activewear. And right now, all Old Navy active is up to 50% off. Pants from $15, tops from $7. So you'll have cash left over to buy one of those mega protein wheatgrass broccoli juices that no one likes. So run to Old Navy. Seriously, run. It's good for you.
Valid 12/29 to 1/13. In stores only.
Hey there, sleep buddies. It's Matt Abaticola for Mattress Firm. You're probably not getting as much sleep as you'd want the last couple of weeks with all the holidays, all the fun parties and family get-togethers. So it's time to do yourself a favor. And at the end of the year here, go get yourself a new mattress from Mattress Firm and get yourself a good night's sleep and sleep happy. Now, Mattress Firm is having their overstock and clearance sale on right now with over $30 million of overstock and clearance mattresses that must go, and they're selling all of the best brands. Now, you guys know Mattress Firm. We've been talking about them for a while now. They are America's number one mattress retailer. They're also the home of America's most highly recommended mattress, the Tempur-Pedic. And I'm telling you guys, gals, you're not going to have a better night's sleep on any other mattress than a Tempur-Pedic. And it's probably time that you get a new mattress. You're probably due for one. You're probably not sleeping as good as you could be sleeping. And right now, through Sunday, you can sleep happy at Mattress Firm with no interest for 5 years. So hurry in. It's the final days of their big overstock and clearance sale. Buy and save before the prices go up on January 5th. Remember, sleep happy with no interest for 5 years. Do yourself a favor. Go to mattressfirm.com to find the store nearest you or give them a call at 888-584-6894 for details about credit costs and terms. Once again, it's mattressfirm.com for the location nearest you. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Planning a night out this holiday season? Check out CBS Local Offers to get the best deals on local events and restaurants in your neighborhood. CBS Local Offers provides the best deals, ensuring you have an enjoyable experience at a great price. Don't miss out. Go to offers.cbslocal.com.
CBS Thursdays. No matter how bad things get.
You told me you were broke.
Emotionally. No matter how low you feel.
I'm just counting my blessings. I'm at zero.
You can always count on mom.
I'm not going to look at my daughter's failure as my failure.
I can't wait to put you in a home.
Anna Faris and Emmy Award winner Allison Janney star.
Did you ever consider that there might be people in this world who are kind?
I used to think that, and then I turned 9.
Mom, CBS Thursdays.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home Saturday at 7 versus Rockford and Sunday at 4 for the Illinois Lottery Cup. Hello, Lawrence Holmes.
Hi, Dan.
You've got the Bears All Access from 6 to 7, and then you're popping in before DePaul and Georgetown from 7 to 7:45. It means you're talking what?
Well, here's the thing. Some NFL stuff, some overarching NFL stuff that I want to get to. And I kind of went, I had fun last night talking NFL and going through all the research that I was doing for the column I wrote today for 670thescore.com and just the quarterback stuff. And it was interesting to see people's reaction. Like, they called in and texted in. And the quarterbacking position is as bad as it's ever been in the NFL right now.
And it's never mattered more. That's part of the problem. I think they've created, it's an inherently dangerous game in which you have designed everything. You've engineered the sport to be reliant on the ability of the quarterback to be great. And it's usually the limiting factor in your success. If you minimum of competence, but you're probably not going to win anything special without greatness or near greatness. And when the guy gets hurt, you're screwed in a salary cap environment.
Someone asked me today, how do you develop a quarterback? And I didn't have a good answer for him. Because now, there's a couple things. And I'm not saying this to be against the players, because I'm all for the players not having to practice as much. But with there being less practice, there are less reps. And starters now, starting quarterbacks, don't give those reps away. For example, if there's 25 reps at Bears for them to get ready for a particular opponent, Cutler's probably taken 23.
Yep.
And then maybe your backup gets a couple here or there. So the concept of developing a quarterback, there's no time.
There's another issue here. And I don't know if you got into this yesterday. There are two situations here that are dovetailing and are affecting each other. It does have to do with practice time.
Player safety.
Offensive line play. That when you limit the hitting in practice, when you limit the ability to develop offensive linemen, just guys who can get used to smashing people and knowing where everybody is at full speed, your quarterback is then in more danger. The likelihood. So I think this is all affecting everything here, because I think the likelihood of some of these quarterback injuries, you've made the position sacrosanct. You got to have the quarterback. Yet, because of safety, make the game safer, protect those brains. We're not going to let these offensive lines come together the way they used to. We're not developing linemen in practice to plug in when one of those guys happens to get hurt in the randomness of the game. Then the quarterback's in even more danger.
And you need him even more, right? Because that guy is going to be gone.
Exactly.
And yet there isn't any, like, you start looking around for like competent backup quarterbacks. The fact, and I joked about it with you a little bit yesterday, the fact that Charlie Whitehurst, touchdown Jesus, is still, clipboard Jesus, is still out there.
That's why Johnny Manziel's got to put the four loco down. You could be here for 20 more years.
You better believe it.
You could.
Matt Hasselbeck's 100 years old.
That's my point. Like, people say, well, wouldn't you love to have Matt Hasselbeck? Yeah, but the fact that a 40-year-old quarterback is still around in today's NFL tells you. And, I mean, what happened to him, you could have written it out and said he's going to get hurt multiple times because a backup quarterback is not there to run a whole season. A backup quarterback is there to get you out of a game and maybe start the next one. He's not supposed to be starting your whole season.
But this is, get used to this, is my point. The because of a confluence of events here and some wrong reactions to outside forces, in an effort to make the game safer and try to protect these guys from inevitable dementia in many cases, they've limited the practice time, which has made quarterbacks more difficult to develop, A, and made it harder to protect the quarterbacks you have, B.
Right.
Good luck with that.
But it's only part of the problem. The other problem is that as much as we kind of flippantly say that college football is the minor league system for the NFL, coaches, Art Briles doesn't care about your NFL. Art Briles cares about, you know, dodging rape charges for his old players.
Bryce Petty didn't know what a front was.
Correct.
His guy, when they brought him in and sat him down and said, is this a 30 front or a 40 front? He said, what's a front?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have to know.
He does.
He looks at the sideline and they hold up a card.
And they tell him what to do.
Yep.
And then he knows where the ball is going to go. Usually pre-snap, he has an idea of where the ball is going to go. And I know you and I have had the discussion before. There are still places that run it, that run pro-style sets, and you kind of have to look at them for your next crop of quarterbacks. Michigan State, USC,
Alabama, Florida State.
But at Alabama, what happens? At Alabama, the talent's so good around the quarterback, you don't need a good quarterback. So guys like A.J. McCarron find their way to the NFL, and they have no business being here.
Yeah, but I've never understood why not needing a good quarterback has kept Nick Saban from finding a good quarterback.
I don't understand that
either.
That
doesn't make sense.
I don't get that. It seems as if, and it's not just, it's the entire SEC, honestly. When you look around the SEC at quarterback play in that league, it's not a great quarterback league.
Right.
You just go, who's this? Like, Nick Marshall is now a corner. You know what I mean? Like, you get Cam, you know, luckily you have Cam a few years ago.
But that took a village. That took, you know, Mike Shula and Rob Chudzinski and how many different offensive minds had to try to make this guy into something. And even what he's doing now is still because he's blessed with some physical tools that other guys don't have.
Right. Regardless. You want to roll dice with Chad Kelly or Dak Prescott?
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
You don't want these guys. You don't want them at all. So it's fun kind of talking a little bit about it because you know what's funny? I know that you don't want to go see Concussion, right?
Not really.
I don't think that you need to see it. This is what I figured out in the last 48 hours. You don't need to see it because you know the backstory. You know the actual story of what went on.
Right, because it was available to people.
What shocks me, I tweeted out the original GQ column.
The Game Brain.
Mm-hmm. And I was amazed at the reaction. A lot of people in my timeline, in my mentions, had no idea.
How is that possible?
I don't know. All I know is that people are like, wow, thanks for sharing this because I didn't know that this was going on. And I'm like, how did you not know this was going on? So I've changed my reco on this. When I came back, it was okay. It wasn't terrible. But for me, knowing the real story, they probably spent a little bit too much time developing Dr. Omalu as a character instead of dealing with his work. But I actually am now changing that. I think that people should go see it.
See, this, my problem with recommending a movie using the word should, it's people should go see a movie because they want to, not because they feel they should. I always get a negative reaction. Me personally, it took me forever to see Schindler's List. Because I wasn't really interested in seeing a movie about the Holocaust. And then you get all the, well, you know, you really should see it. You what do you mean you haven't seen it? You really should see it. And it's like, finally, okay, fine. But I always, even if it's subconscious, it's sort of like using the word when you hear people say, well, you should go see the WNBA game to support. No, it's an entertainment dollar.
Right.
Entertain me. You don't see a movie because you should, and you don't necessarily go to a, you know, make a, you go to a sporting event to support. It's all in the verbiage to me of how you motivate somebody. I would recommend it if it's good.
I would recommend it because apparently people don't read.
Well, you know that.
That's what was shocking. That people didn't they didn't know. I don't know if the years that we've been talking about this, like, they thought we had made up some African doctor or whatever.
Or made up Chris Nowinski when we have him on.
Right. But it was shocking. Shocking, the reaction that I got to that. DeBrickashaw Ferguson, by the way, wrote a piece. He went and saw the movie.
Okay.
And he wrote a piece about it. And the stuff that the players still don't know. Amazing and heartbreaking. He talked about how he thought that concussions were something that skill position players get.
And it's not even about the concussions.
Now that he's learned about subconcussive hits, he ended the piece talking about how ordinarily he would have let, if he had a son, would have let him play. And now he's like, I don't think so. It's a really thoughtful piece done by DeBrickashaw Ferguson, where he goes through, like, now I'm looking at it thinking, how many times have I played in a game? How many practices have I had? Right. How many times have I had contact over the last 17 years of my life?
Read the stuff in the Trib about Jim McMahon.
Yeah.
You see that today in the health and family section about how bad it is that he called his girlfriend when he went to the airport. He claimed to be abducted by aliens, and she had to talk him down, and now he's getting a helper dog to make sure he doesn't get lost in hotels.
Wow. Yeah,
everything
you hear about McMahon over the last couple of years.
It's been bad.
Yeah.
The shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home Saturday at 7 versus Rockford, Sunday at 4 for the Illinois Lottery Cup. We thank Hub Arkish for joining us, Zach Zaidman for joining us. We thank Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Skip Carey, whose pappy was the legendary Harry and whose son is Skip, died in his sleep last night. Make that his son Chip.
It's the best holiday present I've been given. Thank you, Brendan. So we'll have Bears All Access, and then Lawrence will be back on at 7. I will be back on Monday, so I'll talk to you next year. Have a very safe holiday.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
What an off-season for the Cubs. By adding Hayward, Lackey, and Zobrist to this already talented team, the Cubs are announcing to the world that the time is now. And as the new home of Cubs baseball, we're your source for hot stove Cubs talk, breaking Cubs news. And starting in spring, every single Cubs game will be heard right here, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Step back, take stock, appreciate. These are things we all do for family and dear friends during the holidays. We also thank them, and the best way is with a gift of Mercy Chocolate. Give a thank you with Mercy Chocolate to the ones you love. Mercy Chocolate is available at Target and other retailers. Remember, thank you means Mercy.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, you're late.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39. No such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS. CBS Tuesdays.
Attention Chicagoland car buyers! If you're seriously considering the purchase of a new or pre-owned vehicle before the new year, then you owe it to yourself to visit Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. Take advantage of 0% financing for 72 months on new Fords or drive home a brand new Ford Focus for under $15,000. That's a brand new Ford Focus for under $15,000. But you've got to hurry, these year-end deals won't last. Only at Hawk Ford on 95th Street in Oak Lawn or online at hawkford.com.
Stack time license and OCU financing with approved credit on select models of 1389 per month per 1,000 bar with zero down.
down.
Be merry and stress-free this holiday season when you order the Finest Feast, an exclusive package from Omaha Steaks. Filled with 28 100% guaranteed gourmet grades, the Finest Feast is now only $49.95 plus shipping and handling and delivered right to your door. Friends and family will love receiving tasty bacon-wrapped top sirloins, classic Omaha Steaks burgers, savory Polynesian pork chops, juicy boneless chicken breasts, and more for just $49.95. Order Omaha Steaks Finest Feast at 1-800-833-4745. 1-800-833-4745.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Critics are calling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert ambitiously creative.
I love it, I love it.
Incredibly smart.
Yes!
A winning ticket. Woo! Truly bold television.
You got me.
And the coolest show in late night.
Y'all ready to do this thing?
Find out what all the buzz is about. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. CBS weeknights or stream it live or on demand.